More than 6,000 African-American spirituals were created and honed by slaves singing while slaving away during the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s. The better songs would spread from plantation to plantation. As slaves learned English and were then permitted to attend segregated church services, many came to embrace Christianity. Unlike their African religions, Christianity offered the promise of a better life to come, heaven. But of course, nothing's harder than waiting, especially knowing that nothing will improve until you finally get to heaven. The well-known spiritual, Deep River, was rescued from obscurity in the late 1800s by the first black composer, Henry Thacker Burleigh. He was the grandson of a slave who was freed by his owner in the 1830s. In 1916, Burleigh arranged Deep River, but instead of using that steady, pounding, working pace tempo, Burleigh slowed things down, transforming the song in ways which emphasized the melody's pathos. The arrangement became a hit when sung by the Fisk University Choir on fundraising tours throughout the U.S. Fisk University introduced this and other so-called plantation songs to thousands who had no idea such music existed. The words Deep River and Jordan come from the Old Testament. In the book of Joshua, crossing the Jordan signified going from slavery in Egypt to freedom in Canaan. Deep River also had connotations similar to what the ancient Greeks called the River Styx, which separated the living from the dead. But closer to the hearts of hundreds of thousands of Christian slaves, Deep River also signified the Deep Ohio River, which divided slave states from free states. Another biblical term heard is campground, which recalls the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, but the term could also refer to heaven, and even to places where slaves were occasionally allowed to hold religious meetings by themselves and experience the freedom to just be themselves. Our singer, Marian Anderson, lived from 1897 to 1993. Although she was offered numerous opera contracts, she resolutely gave only concert recitals. Anderson learned all of her African-American spirituals as an adult. With her rich contralto voice, Deep River was a natural theme song. She famously sang at the Lincoln Memorial, Washington, D.C., on April 9, 1939, after the Daughters of the American Revolution prohibited her from singing to a racially mixed audience in Constitution Hall. Eleanor Roosevelt immediately resigned her membership at the DRA and arranged for Anderson to be heard live outdoors on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial by 75,000 fans and by millions more on radio. That event was so historic that the dress Anderson wore that day is on display at the new African American History Museum in Washington, D.C. We hear Marian Anderson's recording from November 1923, made for the Victor Talking Machine Company.